Okay, in year one at St. Peter's School here in Walworth, one of the main topics for this week has been transport. And here to explain all more about transport, I've got two guests from year one. So please, your names.
My name is Kevin J.
My name is Daisy.
Lovely, so we have Kevin and we have Daisy here in year one, and they're doing all their work all about transport. Now maybe first, children, we should start thinking about, I know you've been looking at different ways people can travel. Let's try and think, how many can we name? So what do people use to get around? Kevin?
Aeroplane.
An aeroplane's one, and Daisy?
A coach.
A coach is good.
Rocket.
A rocket could be a good way to travel.
A helicopter.
Helicopter, these are all exciting ideas. And Kevin, one
train.
More? Or a train, we could mention. Have you got one more, Daisy?
Underground.
The underground. I would say we've missed out a car. Car's quite important. And also maybe a bicycle. You could even walk. How do you both get to school? Kevin, how do you get to school? You walk it, and Daisy?
I walk.
You walk, so walking is just as good as maybe having a car or a train. Now, what you did, what I really liked, I've been seeing your work in year one. So you thought of all these ways that you could travel. And then, Kevin, what did you do? What was the thing that you put on the paper? What's that called? You made a...
pictogram.
You made a pictogram. So, Daisy, what is a pictogram, please?
It's a thing where you write these... where you write a list of all these stuff that you can do of travelling, and then you name how many people go to school like that and do it, and then you have to draw it at the bottom.
Yeah, so it shows you really how many people might walk, how many might use a car, how many might use a train. Do you know, Kevin, what was the most popular way of travelling in your class to school? How did most people get to school here?
Walk.
Yeah, most children here live quite locally near to St. Peter's, so a lot of us just walk in. And I know you've also been doing some work about the difference between how we travel now and in olden times. So Daisy, you were telling me earlier, if you're going on holiday, how did people in olden times usually go on holiday? What do they do?
They go on a train, and people all used to crowd around near the train so then they can go on it.
And then now, Kevin, in modern times, how do most people go on holiday?
Some people go on a car and some people go on an aeroplane.
Yeah, have you been on a plane before?
Yeah.
Where did you go to?
India.
India! And so how did you feel when you got on your plane to India?
I was sick on an aeroplane.
Oh dear, but was it quite exciting though?
Yeah.
And Daisy, have you got a holiday planned for this year, do you know?
Yeah.
So let's tell people, where do you plan to go?
I'm planning to go to India or Sri Lanka.
Wow, again, which is a long, long way away. How do you think you might go to Sri Lanka? What kind of transport?
Aeroplane.
I think a plane is the best way to get there. Wonderful. Okay, so thank you to Kevin and thank you to Daisy in year one for sharing their thoughts here at St. Peter's all about transport. All right, bye.
Bye.